Oh, hello, this is Jane Emerald. You're listening to the Life Autistic, and I'm trying to get everything kind of situated here so I can get going. Although I am in a hurry to get to Clovis, it's Friday afternoon, which means I am running like an idiot for to try to get home at a decent hour. Spend some time with my family. Crazy though that may sound, I try to do that on occasion. Anyway, this is Jay Demro, and of course, if you want me to come speak to a group, if you have those opportunities, I certainly want to take advantage of them and come and spread a little Jay around whatever event you have planned. You can certainly contact me. The phone number is 575-461-2716. The email address is autism, AUTISM, at quix.us. Either way will get me. Either way will get me, and I'll get back to you. And we'll set something up. You know, it's been so long since I've talked about autism, it's really quite interesting. I was reading an article. Now, among Latter-day Saints, among Mormons, you know, there isn't just the official church venues for things. There's also, you know, paid type things. They're just run by Mormons, you know. It isn't specifically... You know, it certainly isn't an official church venue or anything. One of them's called Meridian Magazine, and it's more like a website than a magazine, really. They've gotten into publishing a little bit, but I think they kind of got back out of it because that's a tough business, and it's not one anyone should go into casually at all. You know, that's what the Internet's for. If you want to do casual editing, you know, there's a blog. There's essay sites. There's stuff like that that you can get involved with. And that makes a lot of sense for normal people. I mean, if you really want to be like a writer and you want to make your living doing that, yeah, publishing is a good way to go. But if it's just one facet of several things you plan on doing, yeah, publishing is a little harder. But and I'm not speaking from any kind of experience except, like I was saying at the last podcast, from my failures. I've tried to make money self-publishing my short stories. Absolute freaking farce. I haven't sold one. Now, when I gave it away, it kind of did quite well. Actually, you know, it's been published in literary journals, things like that, but never got paid. Haven't made penny one off of my writing. And when something isn't making me some pennies, I tend to get shy of that, sometimes permanently, usually for a while, and then, you know, I do something else, because frankly, the computer pays the bills, and writing never has. Now, it hasn't even begun to. So, I was reading an article from somebody who was on the Meridian Magazine, who had posted something on the Meridian Magazine website. Now, it's well edited, so one would have to say that it's probably closer to publishing than just doing something like a blog and trying to get popular off a blog. Because there are no, you know, I wouldn't know. I don't go traipsing around looking for Mormon blogs particularly. If you go around traipsing around looking for Mormon stuff on the Internet, you'll find that a majority of it's anti-Mormon. They're much more well represented on the web than people who are actually for Mormons. You'll get a whole lot more of, this is why you should never join the Mormon Church. This is why the Mormon Church is a cult. This is why blah, 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 you know, and just get tons and tons and tons of that kind of stuff. You know, and I'm not interested. So I don't usually go out hunting for things because you have to sift through a lot of what I consider to be junk to find anything. So, my mom is on the Meridian Magazine stuff. She prints the stuff out on her printer and gives it to me. I think it's a monumental waste of ink, but that's okay. Every now and then you get something good. Of course, Mom knows that, you know, I've got an autistic son, and most of my other kids are are somewhere in the cloud that autism is a part of. You know, you can almost think about that. I always call it the zenith thing, but it's more gelatinous than that. It's more ethereal. What does ethereal and gelatinous have in common? I don't know. It's bigger. It's more diffuse. Blah, whatever. Has an article from this guy who has been diagnosed finally with Asperger's syndrome, and I figure that if I were to go out, although I have worked very hard on myself, you know, people could say, "Oh, Jay has overcome." And you go, I don't put a lot of stock in the overcoming stuff. I've gotten to the point where I've worked on it, and I don't look very autistic at all. In some ways I do. I guess I'd be kind of like a Bill Gates form of autism. He would never admit that he had autism, although you can see pictures where he's rocking and he's doing the kind of some of the behaviors that autistic people tend to do. And they go, "Aha, look, he's autistic." But by and large, you wouldn't know it otherwise because, you know, the first thing in, I think, the whole diagnostic thing is it says autistic people are not allowed to be among the richest people in the world, you know. And so, frankly, I'm not interested in getting diagnosed myself for the simple reason of I tend to thwart the whole definition of it. You know, I intend to be successful anyway. Now, I'm not saying autistic people can't be successful. I'm just saying you're bucking the trend, and if you listen too hard to people who are autistic or who have that tendency, Asperger's, ADHD, whatever, you're likely to say, "Well, that's something that I shouldn't be doing." Or something. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't duck your weaknesses. It says, but, you know, don't lean on them, which is what usually happens when somebody tells you, "Well, you've got this, so you're given a pass." And what I say is, the first thing you should do when you're given a pass is tear the thing up and say, "No, I don't really want a pass particularly. I do want people to be kind to me, but I don't want them to, like, pity me or stuff like that, you know, because it really doesn't help me very much." So I'm not big into that. This article was very, I'd have to say, almost typical. Typical of a certain stage in an autistic person's life. Now, I got to skip over a lot of stages in the autistic person's life because I never really got down to being diagnosed, to being acknowledged and telling people, "Hi, my name is Jay Debro and I'm autistic." I never got to that. So I might not even count on this one, even though I probably have buku of the behaviors. I'm sure a psychiatrist would just be rubbing his hands together thinking how much he could charge me for the joy of finding out that I was autistic and then doing all kinds of interesting little, you know, studies on me. Which I'm not interested in. I don't really have time. He was talking about, and I wish I had his name so I could give him credit, Tom Meridian Magazine. Of course, there's a few people who do this. Anyway, autistic Asperger's people have a reputation, and it's well-deserved because it's true, that they're really intensely self-centered. You know, it's all about them. It's all about their feelings. They're all about trying to share themselves with you. You know, it really has nothing to do with you. It's all about, "Oh, you need to know how my experience is like so that you can pity me, reward me," whatever emotion that would be nice that this autistic person wants, he's going to want to get from you by sharing, you know, "You need to understand how it is to be autistic and how difficult this can be sometimes." And I say, yeah, I understand that, but you know what? Nothing's ever profited by going out and trying to get some pass from somebody. Because number one, they rarely offer it. And number two, it's not going to help you, really. You're just going to have to rely a lot more than you probably should on people being kind of pitiful at you. And who wants that? Now, I'm very grateful for kindness. Well, I'll say that till, and I have, haven't I? I'll say that all the time. Until the sun's up. After the sun goes down. Heck, I'll say it at 3 in the morning. I'm grateful for people who are kind. I want people out of the kindness of their heart to say, let's have Jay come over and let's have him speak to our group. Because he's kind of interesting and he's kind of funny. And it's just a trip to listen to him talk. Trust me, I'm even more interesting and more of kind of an experience when I'm in person with you. And it gets really personal, too. I'll be really honest. Anyway, you know, well, I don't know. The people at WIC used to call what I did Raw Entertainment Value. They used to call it REV. And you know, I would say, why do you guys keep coming? I keep telling you guys you need to get off of WIC and get a life. And don't take all this money. But they all said, hey, but we love to come see you. And you go, why? And they said, REV, you're just fun. And so it's like, okay, well, that's fine. You know, it pays my salary. You know, and if it's giving you some pleasure, hey, it's entertainment provided by the people of the United States of America via the government. Guy, who can pass up a chance to have comedy? I don't know if I'm really a comic. I'm not really. Just entertainment. Entertainment free on board. For you. You don't have to pay the cover charge on it. You come, I even gave people checks to go and get milk and cheese and cereal and beans and all kinds of stuff. Guy, what a great package deal. You know, I was just thinking I should have sold tickets. The whole point is it doesn't cost anything. Anyway. This guy was getting down to the hole trying to educate people about himself, about what his troubles are, and how they should be more accommodating of his troubles. And now I'm not wanting to get on to people that have more intense versions of these things than I do. I think I'm somewhat lightly hit, you know. I think I acted more autistic when I was younger. But, you know, I grew up. We tend to accommodate and we tend to grow out of a lot of things. There's a lot of problems you can have as a child that we just call growing out of. Now, I don't know how that process is. I'm not sure anybody's really looked at it. We're just grateful it works. Because, you know, you don't want to live with all that. Autism ends up being, or it calls a childhood problem. And the funny thing is, those people grow up. They become adults, you know. They don't die when they turn 18. Ah, I died! Autism doesn't kill at 18. Or it does all of a sudden flip some switch and all of a sudden you're not anymore. You know? Now, hopefully by that time you've got some mechanisms to be able to handle it so that you can carry on a life. I'm married. I have 6 kids. Now, people would say that I was crazy for having 6 kids, but that's them, and, you know, they can have their opinion. That's fine. I like having 6 kids. I think even my wife likes having 6 kids, too. I have to check with her every now and then, make sure it's okay, still. We can't really give them back. You know, you tend to hang on to your kids just for the simple reason that society is really going to look down on you if you start getting rid of them one way or another. You know, that is done. You know, decent people don't do that. Anyway. I'm having fun going after the tangents, aren't I? You guys are noticing this. Once again, Jay is Mr. Tangent. I'm sure other people are better at than I am. I don't feel like that I'm really the best at this. I'm hoping it is the best use of Jay, but I'm not saying that the best use of Jay is going to be the best you can have. I will tell you that if you do have me speak, shall I bring up the phone number and the... Yes, I should! Just so you guys don't forget. If you want me to come speak to some group, some gathering, either to speak or to do a breakout session, I'm perfectly willing either way. It really doesn't make a difference. Just tell me what you want me to do and how much you're going to pay me. including food, lodging, travel, the whole thing. You know, I'm not going to take it in the shorts just to come to your little shindig, you know. I need to make some money. It might not be much. Here at the beginning, I don't expect a whole lot. So you can just think of it that way. I might be cheap. Here's the phone number. 575-461-2716. I'm in the United States, so remember the country code is 1-1-575-461-2716. Just for all you wonderful international people, I'll be glad if you're willing to pay the price for the air travel. I will come up with a way to make sure I can get, you know, the necessary papers. Now, you guys may have to help me with that and say, you know, he's on like a tourist visa or something. I'm coming for work, I suppose. I don't know. You guys figure that out. I'm not in charge of that. The email address, do I keep making these little cuts in here? It's like Jay was thinking a thought and then he stopped because he has to say the email address. Autism, AUTISM, at quix.us. There it is. Ba-da-ba-ba. Anyway, I was looking at this article. Now, at some point in the past, I liked those kinds of articles where it was all about, you know, it's all about me. Here's my experience, because I was trying to figure out if I had analogous experience with that person, if I had something that looked similar. And I did, so, and that was okay. Once I figured that out, and once I started doing the whole Zenith thing about saying, you know what, I'm tired of people saying, you can, you can't, you know, we need to put you in an institution. I got, you know, who wants to have that happen to them? Not that I ever did. I was always kind of worried that would happen. But it never did. So, I got past that. And it's interesting to go back and read somebody who hasn't gotten to that point yet. He's still trying to educate everyone. And I never got to that point because it's like saying, well, if I'm not sure I've got it, why should I bother educating people about it? It's okay to just say, hey, man, Jay is weird and he's funny and who cares about the rest, you know? I consider some of the things that some people would call, boy, he's really autistic. I consider those talents. I consider those blessings. So I just use them. You know? Why not? You know, people go, well, geez, so, oh, sometimes he's so offensive. And you go, well, okay, fine. You can put that off to autism talking. And you can give me a break. How about that? That way I can just keep on being kind of abrasive and kind of snotty, and everybody says, oh, he has to understand, he's autistic. See, it's kind of a fun thing to be able to use, even though I can't really use it. I can say, well, you know, I probably could be diagnosed, but I never have been. It's like, well, okay. So that means, well, maybe he could be, but apparently it hasn't been important enough for him to do it. So if you're like an autistic thing, well, you know, of course, it's known that I am the father of an autistic teenager now. He's now a teenager. We diagnosed him as two or three, I forget. And I have a cruddy memory, just in case you were wondering. You can always bring me in as somebody like that. Here's somebody who's the father of an autistic person. And I'm not going to sit there and teach you and tell you all about, we need to find a cure, because I could care less about the cure. I care less. If it's something they could have injected into me to stop me from reproducing, I think there's a perfect cure for autism. When you find somebody like me who's off, who's weird, who's strange, either kill us or sterilize us. Okay? And if you feel good about that, there's your cure. You know, if you guys are so weird about making sure that everybody fits your little mold, and I think that's what it ends up being, you know, I'm not interested in that. I don't want to fit your mold. So, yeah, you either need to sterilize me or kill me. And frankly, it's too late to sterilize me. I've already got six kids. I'm not having any more. Or at least I don't plan to. Golly. It must not be too off my rocker. I've been able to stop at six. When we said, okay, we're not having any more. By golly, we haven't had any more, have we? How do I do that? Anyway, so. Whee! I want you to know that I'm having a good time today. And this is the way these talks are going to be. You know, I hope I'll get off the little speech pressing thing. I think I could actually give you guys an opportunity. I'll get off of it as soon as I get two or three of them. And as soon as I start getting a little reputation, I don't think I'll have to use the podcast anymore to advertise for it. Because hopefully these things will just kind of snowball. I'm kind of hoping that that's what happens. Maybe not. As I have said before, I am really sad I am really sad at business. So if you're looking for business advice from me, your best bet would be whatever I tell you to do, don't do it. Whatever I don't tell you to do, you might want to do that for the simple reason that I've got a bad reputation. Things have never clicked for me in a business way. Sometimes I do okay as an independent contractor, but when I try to make it into something that resembles a business, ooh, it dies on me. Yuck. It's horrible. Probably because I'm much too interested in what I'm supposed to be doing than keeping up all the bookkeeping and the paperwork and doing all the other stuff. You know, I'm hoping that doing a good job at what I'm doing will be enough advertising. I found that even though I'm pretty good at computers, actually, better than most of the other people who make money at computers, even though I'm better at it than a lot of them, that doesn't seem to matter. It has a lot to do with, can you carry on a business? Are you willing to take risks? And I don't. I'm kind of greedy. I like to save my money. I don't like spending it on, you know, well, I'm investing in my company. I don't do that. You know, because typically I'm barely on the edge of ruin and I've got to use every single penny that comes in for food. So, you know, things don't get reinvested very often. I've never gotten to that point, but I hope to. And I hope you guys are going to help me. And I guess I've got more to talk about here. But it is really interesting to read. Although now, it kind of depresses me. And it's like, come on, man, get off yourself, start doing something else instead. You know, it isn't all about you. I know you live a hard life. And what I usually end up just having to say to those people is, yeah, and how does that make you different? Everybody lives a somewhat hard life. Now, they might not be understanding, but that's only because they have no frame of reference to be understanding towards you. So you shouldn't be jumping all over them. What? Like, oh, you know, I should say something about fairness because this is kind of warping into a fairness discussion. If you really want people to get kind of an understanding of what it's like to be autistic, I guess, I usually equate that to fairness, you know. My daughter used to think it wasn't fair that Matt, her younger brother, got passes, you know. He doesn't have to work as hard at school because, you know, the teachers don't know what the freak to do with him particularly. There's some special ed people that are trying things, and I'm grateful for it. But, you know, they didn't know what to do. So they just ended up saying, well, I'm not going to give Matt the homework because what good is that? I really hate it when people do this. When people make a monumental mistake and we're all stuck having to deal with it. And you can tell he's been hit a couple of times. Let's go. And he's got a sign on the side of his car. I think it says, hi, I'm not a very good driver and I'm not very considerate. Everybody else has to pay the price when I make a mistake. When I don't turn at the right place. That's what it ends up being. Anyway. It just makes me crazy, those people do. So, anyway. What was I talking about? I'm sorry, when road conditions get in the way of what I'm doing, you won't have this when I come and talk to you. Road conditions won't stop me. Plus, I'll have notes in front of me, and I'll be able to get back to my notes and say, oh, yes, this is what I was talking about. When I'm in the car, I'm just going off the top of my head. Fairness! Thank you, Jay. It popped back into my head. What a miracle. God is being kind to me. Aren't I thankful and grateful for this? Here's another person that's desperately wanting to get in a lane that they didn't think about. Look at her. Is she on drugs? Anyway, I'm sorry. Fairness. I said, and I would tell those people who thought it wasn't fair that Matt didn't, you know, that Matt got a pass on something. I said, okay, do you want me to make it fair? Let me go get a metal pipe, and I'm going to bash you in the brains until your brains eke out your ears. I used to say that better. I should work on that a little bit. One of you guys work on that and email it to me and say, Jay, you should say this, and I'll see if I can memorize it so that it comes out, it flows forth out of my mind and out of my mouth so that people can just be impressed. But yeah, I'm going to beat your brains out with a copper pipe. It's no, copper soft. With a lead pipe. Ooh, that's better. It's heavier. I like that. So, you know, then we can talk about fair. And then you always ask them, well, do you want things to be more fair? And they go, gosh, no. And you go, good, you're getting smarter already. You don't want fairness in the world. That's why I always say you want kindness instead. You want people to treat you nicely. You want people to be nice. You want people to be kind. So, in a reciprocal way, you should try to be the same way. Try to be nice to people. Try to be kind. On the times when I'm not, and people get angry at me, for good reason, I have to apologize for that. Now, you have to be careful. Some people count as kindness when you're not talking the truth. Now, if the truth is painful, you need to either be careful or not do it. But, you know, in these kind of venues where I'm sitting in a car and you're not here right beside me and I can't really consider your feelings because I don't know what your feelings are on any of this, I just have to kind of let it go. Now, when I'm in front of an audience, I can see kind of how the reaction is and go, whoa, that didn't go over well. Okay, should I not have said that? All right, I'll take that one back. Golly. Says, let me rephrase that. You know, not to say, oh, I didn't make a mistake. You just didn't understand what I said. There's so many people that say that, and I think that's garbage. Says, man, if you said something, if you had spillage of the mouth, if your brain wasn't properly restrained, then say it. Say, I didn't properly restrain my brain. I'm sorry. Now, if it's the truth, I'll say, I'm really sorry, but it is the truth. You know, you can see it, can't you? You've seen people like that. I mean, we don't like to talk about those people, but they're there. It's honest. It may be tactless, and I apologize for the lack of tact. Let me see if I can come up with some nicer way or more acceptable way of saying it. But I'm still saying exactly the same thing, you know. It isn't you doing it. Isn't that right? You always make sure the person you're talking to doesn't feel defensive about it. Oh, it's not you. It's other people. When it very well could be them. You know, it's real simple. A lot of people do it, you know. I'm the first one to say, hey, I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, I'm just saying what I see. It's like that movie. I see, I say, you pay. What was that from? Life or Something Like It. An utterly atrocious movie. Morals gone to Hades. Nobody was known. The one married woman in there was a freaking anal. She was horrible. Everybody else was unmarried, sleeping around, you know, and having fun doing it. And it's like, oh, this thing has reprehensible values. Why can't good people be in this movie instead of a bunch of, oh, come on, let's have wild, crazy sex you know, we're gonna just going to live together and be happy anyway. And it's like, oh, God, don't you people get it? But anyway, it doesn't matter. It was a really good line. What was his name? Prophet Jack, I think. I think it was Prophet Jack. Oh, yeah, it's such a great line. I see, I say, you pay. And that's exactly what you would do if you use the phone number 1-575-461-2716. That's my home phone number. You'll hear my daughter's voice on the answering machine. I rarely, if ever, pick up that phone. I will call you back, but we use it for call screening. Or you can email me. autism@quix.us. Anyway, so, because that's exactly what you would be doing. I tell you what I see, and you pay the box. Or somebody pays the box. And of course, I'm supposed to make it entertaining and honest. I enjoy watching, and on occasion we watch, we have the tape. Bill Cosby himself. Bill Cosby is great. He doesn't tell jokes. He often doesn't say things in a cute way. He's funny because he's so honest. You know, he'll tell you how things look. You know, and when you look at it from a different perspective, it really reveals how crazy, silly, stupid we look and act when somebody else is looking at us. We may think we're just totally justified in everything that we do, but, guy, we look silly. You know, nuts. Anyway, I'm just taking up time now, and I apologize. When you bring me to talk to your group, when you bring me to do a breakout session or to do anything like that, to be a conference participant, you know, I'm gonna, it's gonna, of course, be better than this, because I didn't even have a topic when I started here, except to say, hey, you know, I remember reading this thing about this autistic guy. And I just started reading it. I didn't read all the way through. Once he started doing the whole whiny, let me tell you the story of my life and how autism has affected me. As soon as I heard the title of what he was planning on doing, it was like, oh, I already know where this is going. Been there, done that, pretty tired of it. You know, not that these people don't have authentic stories. Not that those authentic stories can help a lot of people and help them be more understanding. I just don't want to hear it. It's just from me. You know, at some autistic conference, once we get up and say, please, Jay, tell us about your experiences. And I'll tell you some experiences. Some of them are sad. Some of them are funny, I hope. Some of them are just interesting. When you have those weird kind of almost out-of-body experiences where it's just like you've almost had to retreat from something. And I'll say that the most recent experience of me doing that was when I worked offshore. And when I was given some pretty decent big-size responsibility, and it was thrust, you know, I wanted it bad. I wanted the adventure. And when it came down to it, you know, it was kicking... At times, it was kicking my butt. I was getting better, and I think I would have done fine, ultimately, if I would have stayed, but there was compelling reasons to come back. We were having twins, and Lisa didn't want to have to face twins alone. She wanted to have me around. So there it was. Because when I was on the boat, it was like I was some living boyfriend that would be gone for a month and a half, and then I would come back. Because that's what it was. At that time, in my company, it was 5 weeks on, 5 weeks off. I think they traded up to 6 weeks on and 6 weeks off to save money. that was how they got some really good people into their company, was they pulled from other companies and gave them a little better benefit plan. But everybody kind of knew that it wasn't going to last very long, and that's not why I left. There was I already survived one round of layoffs, but you knew the next round of layoffs was coming too, because there was just too many people out operating in the industry. It was kind of a glut at that time, but there was lots of work. I don't know how much work there is now. Anyway, in those situations, I was being put into circumstances that I'd never been in before, and I would almost shut down, and people would go, Jay, wake up, man! It's like, oh, what? Oh, yeah! Usually when I was about 2 inches from death was when they would call me back from the brink, and I'm grateful for that. That was a kind act. It would have been nice if they would have called me back a little sooner, but, you know, you're grateful for what you get, right? I'd much rather be almost dead than dead. That's just me. How do I explain? I don't explain it. I think I need to go ahead and call my family. I think I've milked this thing long enough. When I come with notes, I come with the stories already done and what I'm trying to get across. People who have listened to me in religious church settings said, boy, that was pretty good. Thanks, Jay. And people tend to enjoy it. They tend to say, oh, good, Jay's talking today. This should be good. Or it should at least be interesting. That's true. Because, you know, sometimes preachers can get real boring, especially if they're on the same topic over and over and over and over again. And it's really easy, especially for Mormons, because Mormons are all about the basics. You know, pray, read your scriptures, be a good person, store up some food, water. We've got some interesting things that way. But frankly, you know, it sounds like a broken record. So you have to come up with different ways of approaching it, how you want to do it. I like the talk I gave on wanderers and wayfarers. And if you want that talk, if you want to hear that, you can call it a speech. If you want to hear that speech, I'll gladly give it to you. Will you come and pay for it? And how can you do that? How can you contact me to get that? God, I'm getting really commercial here all of a sudden. The country code is 1. The area code is 575. The city code is 461. My individual number is 2716. 1575. 461-2716. Or you can email me. Maybe not quite as effective because you never know when a spammer is when my spam engine is going to strike you dead and I'll never get the message. So if you send it by email, follow it up with a phone call too. The email address is autism, AUTISM, at, did I spell it right? Yeah, quix.us. This is Shane Emerald. You've been listening to The Life Autistic. Actually, it's become the Life Autistic is a commercial. And this has been episode 613. Have a great day.